Despite calls to tip lines and days of investigation, Major Johnny Jennings says the police still don't have a suspect.
No, we don't. As things come in, we're trying to quickly jump on them and either eliminate or enhance our interest in a person or a company or whoever might be doing this.
Major Jennings is the commander of the task force investigating the crime. There was, of course, a second report of illegal dumping this weekend. Police now say these two incidents don't appear to be linked. Investigators are now poring over footage from any camera in the area where they believe the PCBs were pumped into the sewer.
Traffic cameras, ATM machine cameras, or business surveillance cameras, those are the things we are most interested in at this point.
As for the cleanup, the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Utilities Department is leading that effort, as well as looking for other instances of illegal dumping. But it's not an easy thing to track. Just ask Barry Gullett how many small spills occur in our area each year.
Well, that's hard to know.
Gullett is the director of CMUD.
Chemicals come into the plant from a lot of sources, and it's really hard to know which are spills and which are not, because the businesses and industries in our community, in all communities, use a lot of chemicals in their processes, and a lot of that material winds up in the sanitary sewer system.
In fact, both of the chemical dumps were detected not by sensors, but by workers with a keen sense of sight and, yes, smell. The most environmentally damaging of the two spills was the first. It contained PCBs, which have been banned in the U.S. for decades. And Barry Gullett says it's not something CMUD has had to deal with before.
We know that other cities have experienced this. We know that it can be a huge problem.
The problem is twofold. First, PCBs can't be treated by the plant, and they can't be released into the water supply without contaminating what lies downstream. So CMUD has moved the contaminated water to a storage facility at the Mallard Creek plant. They're working on separating out the PCBs so they can be disposed of.
Wastewater treatment plants aren't magic. Nothing disappears. We separate the good from the bad and deal with each of them appropriately.
Which leads us to the second problem, cost. Police believe the perpetrator may have dumped the PCBs in order to avoid paying for legal disposal. Steve Hamilton is president of Spectrum Environmental in Charlotte, a company that cleans up toxic contaminants.
For a 55-gallon drum of disposal, you're probably looking at, $200, $300 per barrel. So that's why it doesn't surprise me when people try to get rid of it in a less ethical way.
CMUD reports a little more than 1,600 gallons of PCBs were pumped into Mallard Creek last week. That means the city is potentially looking at a disposal bill of at least $5,800, plus any damage the chemicals caused to the plant. The city won't know the final cost until later this week. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.